Yeah, I am too. We've Mike, we've been doing this for quite some time. I think we started the negotiation almost 2 years ago. And so to finally have it behind us and have the officials back on the field is really gratifying.
I know all the both sides that said last week's tragedy softened some stances and said, you know, we need to work this out. And it seems whatever the monies were, it seems to be what everybody agreed upon. It's just how it's going to be doled out, whether it's during the regular season or the offseason. So it seems both sides are happy with the outcome.
You're right, Mike. We had, you know, they reconfigured the offer. There was a percentage reduction on the regular season games fees and a corresponding increase on the off-season fees that are associated with the camps that they go to and that type of thing. Also, some increased marketing dollars. They did some things with regard to soft dollar benefits, 401k match, and some medical insurance and first-class airfare in the preseason. And so, you know, it was obvious that everybody was trying hard to get the thing done, especially considering that we're going to have a restart now with the league. And, you know, we didn't want to be left out or left behind.
Tom, this, you may be the wrong person to ask here. It may be better to ask a referee going back to work. Do you expect any bad blood between the refs that filled in for the game and the refs that are going back now?
Well, you know, Mike, we've got everybody back. So there isn't anyone that's going to be on the field that wasn't an NFL official.
I mean, maybe when these guys come up in a year or two, I wonder how long the memory will be.
Well, you know, as it turns out, the 30 NFL Europe officials, all of whom are the next crop to go into the National Football League,
right?
None of them work the games.
Okay.
So none of those guys that were on the field are in the foreseeable future going to be NFL referees.